The senior national team, the Black Stars, topped Group D after a long goal victory over the Cranes of Uganda at ongoing AFCON in Gabon. The Pharaohs of Egypt drew goalless with Mali in the second group match. As a result, the Stars' victory led the group with 3 points, with Egypt and Mali having a point each. Meanwhile, despite the win, most Ghanaians were not satisfied with the performance of the Stars, especially in the second half. They say Ghana's group is a tough one, and the Stars need to up their game if they want to make it past the group stages.
We didn't get a penalty. That means it will be a like nil-nil game. And we, like, that would be like on our disadvantage, because our next match will be against Mali. And I know it's not going to be an easy match. It's going to be a tough one. It was not okay for me. And we got that from the penalty.
That means your expectation has been met.
Yeah, but yes, so if we didn't get a penalty, that means it would be a draw game. And I wanted us to, at least if it gives to be two, I don't mean beside the penalty, we still had a goal.
Thank you. What about you? What's your...
Before this game, we heard the coach complaining that our scoring ability is very poor.
Those were the views on the public on the Black Stars' first victory at the ongoing AFCON tournament in Gabon. The Black Stars will face Mali next Saturday in the second group match. Let's look at yesterday's match with Benjamin Willie Graham. Hello, Willie.
Good morning, Pascaline.
Good morning. Willie, that was quite a tough match yesterday. 3 points in the bag for the Stars. Would you say Coach Avram Grant's status was spot on?
Well, we all knew it was going to be a difficult game. Looking at the preparation the team had going into this game, we only had one friendly game. The Ugandan played Slovakia, even in Dubai, ahead of this game. They had prepared pretty well for us. They had rehearsed their tactics, you know, going into this game. Coach Avram Grant himself had complained bitterly about the Black Stars, you know, attacking force. We all knew, again, that we're always going to have a difficult going past the Ugandans. And so I was particularly not surprised with the performance of the team. And for me, I think that it's a wake-up call to all of us, and especially the technical team of the Stars, that the players that we have are well-known to every team on the continent. And for that matter, if we don't do anything drastically about our form and perhaps our attacking force, we're always going to have it difficult in terms of scoring. And for me, yes, we have the 3-point goal, but I think that if I go back into history, this has been the way the Black Stars always perform at certain tournaments. We always struggle at the group stages, and eventually we go past the group stages, and then before we realize we are the final. So we started slowly, but before you realize again, Pascal, and the Black Stars will get the final.
Now, Graham, you said something should be done. What do you suggest should be done by Coach Grant so that the next game is quite defensive for us?
One of the things I noticed, interacting with the other Ghanaians, was the fact that playing Jordan Ayew up front is that Samajan has always been an issue, where you'd always say that one person has also not been pretty much cooperative or committed to helping the other. So people were complaining about Jordan Ayew's performance and his partnership with Asamoah. Again, what would be the solution? That is for the coach to also look at Ebenezer Sifua, look at other striking partners that are in the camp, and then see what he really can do about it. I realized that the midfield was also not really gelling in the second half. We realized that Partey was always doing his job though, but the enforcement was not there, because we've always seen a free aqua there. We've seen Najman Bedu also helping. Okasu was a little bit withdrawn. And the injury to Babaraman also meant that we're not really using the flanks pretty well. And even the right flanks, where Harrison Afu was supposed to also be coming in, he was also not doing his job. So what I saw was that we were a bit stuck in attacking play. We were not really moving the way we should move. And so we also put a lot of pressure on the strikers, and for that matter, they were not getting the supply. So I think tactically we had issues in the game. And Uganda really came in with another, buoyant performance. They were stronger, they were aggressive, they were pushing more men forward to attack our area. And so I think in a game against Mali, Pascal, is going to be hugely difficult for us.
Wow.
They are bulky, they are physically strong, and they can always bulldoze their way to get what they want. And I think that is where we need to go out there and prove that, yes, if we want to beat Mali, Then we have to be more smarter than they are.
All right. Benjamin Willie Graham of our sports desk